T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're playing Janet Jackson, but that's not who our guest is. It is a Jackson whose first name begins with J, but it's Jennifer Jackson.
Nice try.
She's the president, CEO of the Connecticut Hospital Association. Jennifer, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We thought we'd give you a nice walk-up song. Yeah, we are punchy. You know what? This is 62 days for us like this, and there's a lot more forward coming forward. So I think punchy is the best way to describe our mood, but we'll behave. How are you handling the whole pandemic? Everybody safe in your neck of the woods?
Yes, hospitals are doing incredibly well. I think, as expected, they came through for people in Connecticut.
Well, they did. And, you know, of course, the thing was, if you remember, was it 3 weeks ago, whatever, where, you know, everybody had adjunct kind of emergency overflow shelters and all that stuff. And apparently that didn't really come into play, did it?
We did use some of it. I think it was an important exercise. I think that the governor and his administration were right to make sure that we had that if we needed it. Absolutely. So that was part of a comprehensive plan. But yes, the hospitals jumped in. They met the challenge. They acted swiftly. They expanded their capacity. We handled it as we do. I think last time I talked to you, we talked about the fact that the hospitals are expert at this. They're experts at infectious diseases and meeting the needs of their communities.
And I don't know if we talked about this last time, but as well prepared as hospitals are, how well prepared could they be for a pandemic?
Well, you know, they're saying that this is once in 100 years, so I think as a society we probably weren't prepared. But hospitals, you make a good point, but hospitals were well prepared in terms of knowing that we always can be faced with new infectious diseases, with new things that present a tremendous amount of volume, and we have to have the ability to flex up.
Have other previous, although they didn't go to pandemic stage, but they were pretty serious, I'm thinking about SARS and some other things, I mean, the fact of the matter is this, but this is like even worse. This is like a 100-year deal.
Yes. Yes. This is, I think that our state epidemiologist regularly reminds us that this is unlike anything that we've ever seen. And it's more like the 1918 flu.
There you go. Yeah.
How about the doctors and the nurses themselves? They have been working incredibly long hours. What do you advise the hospitals as far as what the doctors and nurses should be working for shifts so they just don't wear out and pass out hallways?
Well, they're actually very focused on that, on the needs of the workers. I mean, first, the hospitals are just as, and they have a frontline view of it, but they are just as everyone in the community is just really amazed at the healthcare workers and what they've done. And healthcare workers, this is what they signed up for, and they put their heart and their soul into it. And hospitals are very focused on exactly what you've talked about, is how do we make sure that the workers get the rest that they need, that they have the support. They're doing all sorts of things, even including things like giving them groceries to take home so they don't have to worry about that.
Nice.
And lots of support. And the communities stepped into and shown their support. So it's just really been remarkable.
Jennifer, are you moving some personnel around? In other words, let's say somebody's in obstetrics. And, you know, obviously, let's say a nurse who's working elective surgery. Do you send them then to another department? Do your members send them to somewhere else like the ED or something like that just to get the most use and give them something to do?
We did, yes. I mean, actually, you mentioned elective surgery, and those personnel are now moving back as we're ramping up procedures and services. But we did at the height of the pandemic and when we were at our peak of cases, and they were eager to help. And so, yes, they moved into other units and pitched in and helped. But now those nurses and other personnel that are in procedures and surgery, we're starting to very carefully, slowly, but we're starting to ramp that up.
Talking with Jennifer Jackson, President and CEO of the Connecticut Hospital Association at 8:54 here on the morning show with Ray and Joe here until 9. When you look at what's next and how the hospitals will prepare for the afterlife of this, because we don't think things are ever going to be what was the old normal, what changes do you think we will see, if any?
Well, you're right. At least for a while, we're going to have what everyone refers to as the new normal. Certainly after we get a vaccine, things will be different. But, you know, we have a long wait for that. So what we're doing now is we're recognizing that we need to continue to be able to care for COVID patients while we get back to the other services that we offer. And frankly, we're very concerned about folks delaying care too long because they really, you know, if it's an emergency, you need to come in. But you also, people need to not delay what people refer to as elective care. It just means it can be scheduled. It's not optional care. You still need your screening. If you have cancer, you need either surgery or chemotherapy or other treatment. So we really need people to come in for those procedures. Hospitals are incredibly safe. We have the capacity. We're ready to do this, and we really want to continue meeting the needs of our patients.
Jennifer, I've read some accounts that, as you were talking about the elective surgery, which is still desperately needed surgery, perhaps not on a stat basis, but you've taken a hit financially on that, haven't you?
A huge hit. What we did is we just stepped in and did what we needed to do without thinking about the cost. So we canceled anything that wasn't truly urgent. We, you know, made space in the hospital. We ramped up. We bought lots of PPE. We brought more staff on. So we're projecting losses of $1.5 billion from COVID, which is just, you know, it's essential that hospitals are strong. You know, one of the things we talk about is the fact that what if hospitals hadn't been strong and they couldn't have stepped up when we needed
them
to.
Welcome to Italy.
So, yeah. So it's absolutely essential that, and we're starting to focus on that now and having conversations with the state and saying we need to make sure that our hospitals stay strong.
When you look at the next month, 6 weeks, our concern, what's the biggest issue you see as far as our hospitals is concerned?
Well, one, what we talked about before is it's really about the health of our communities. We want to make sure that people don't delay care. But two, we need to, as you mentioned, we need to continue to be ready for to care for COVID patients on an ongoing basis, as well as if we see any ramp-ups. And it's really important. I know everybody's excited about reopening. I miss my favorite restaurant, too, and boy, does my hair need to be done. But we need to be careful and continue to be cautious and exercise social distancing and all of the other precautions that the governor talks about all the time. It's really important.
All right. Jennifer, do you find this a final one here, Joan, that'll be it. You know, do you find that I've read some people are reluctant to go to the ED because, you know, they're afraid they might contract it if there's somebody in there with it. Have you seen visits up for other than coronavirus cut down a little bit?
We're starting to see them come back up, and I will say that is absolutely wrong. The hospital is probably the safest place you can be right now. Everybody wears masks. We have PPE. We're expert in controlling infection. You need to go to the hospital for your treatment.
Okay.
All right. Jennifer, thanks. Stay safe.
Thanks,
we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Jennifer
Bye-bye.
Jackson, President and CEO of the Connecticut Hospital Association.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! parts.